Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you doing today? Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues from biblical perspective with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a task for today. You can tune in live by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. Or hear the recording after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website at feeldfire.com by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, or by following the broadcast itself from our website, feeldfire.com. And that's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, fire.com. Our topic for today, day 76 of our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge, is I dare you to fight. I dare you to fight. Our scripture for today comes from the book of John, chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. And I am reading from the KJV. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, now listen to this, this is what Jesus did, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables, and said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence. Make not my Father's house an house of merchandise. And his disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Come on and say it with me wherever you are. I dare you to fight. In today's word, we read the biblical account of where Jesus, this same Jesus that everyone always presents as so meek, humble, quiet, wouldn't hurt a fly, would never raise his voice, would never do anything but stand there and let people walk all over him, to evidence to us why we as Christians should stand there and let people walk all over us. Oh, I know this is already teaching, isn't it? This same Jesus did what was necessary. In other words, he started a fight to get things back in order. He goes into his Father's house, and he sees that instead of the word going forth, instead of lives being changed and added to the kingdom, that this place has become a place of greed for vendors to come and sell. They're selling sheep. They're selling oxen. They're selling doves. People are coming to the house of the Lord to buy things as opposed to hear and receive the word of the Lord. And so something inside of Jesus rises up. It gets angry because this part of what he's seeing is tied to his destiny. And if he doesn't do something to correct the situation and put things back in order, then this impacts him being able to fulfill the destiny and for which God sent him, which means that those who were ordained to receive from him would not be able to do so. Things were out of order, and Jesus needed to put them back in order. So the passion rose up in him. He had no problem fighting for what was important to him, fighting for what impacted his destiny, fighting for what impacted his future, fighting for his cause and his purpose. And he did so powerfully that his disciples said, wait a minute, I remember that in the scrolls and in the scribes and in the word it was written that the zeal of thine house. Well, what does that mean? The zeal of thine house. The dictionary describes zeal as, defines zeal as great energy or enthusiasm in pursuit of a cause or an objective. Great energy, great, not minimal, not innocuous energy, not jaded energy, not lackluster energy, not insufficient nor inadequate, but great energy or enthusiasm in pursuit or in relation to, in regard to a cause or an objective. And the synonyms are passion, love, fire, fervor, devotion, enthusiasm, eagerness, keenness, an appetite, relish, gusto, vigor, intensity, fanaticism. In other words, Jesus was such a fanatic about the purpose and destiny within him that he started a fight to be able to preserve what was important to him. I dare you to fight. I dare you to fight today, because there ought to be some people and some things that are so important to you, some causes. You know, your marriage ought to be so important. Your children ought to be so important. Your own calling, your anointing, your blessings ought to be so important that you are no longer willing to be backed up in a corner. How many times are you going to draw a line in the sand and say, I dare you to cross this line, only to back up when the enemy, the attacker, Satan, whatever it is that's coming against you, crosses that line. And instead of you then rising up to fight for what is yours, you back up again and you draw another line. Well, you cross that line, but you better not cross this line. So then the enemy crosses that line. By the time you finish drawing so many lines in the sand that you are unwilling to defend, you look up and your back is up against the wall. You are cowering down in the corner, afraid, crying, shaking and trembling like you have forgotten who God is. Whew. Like you have forgotten the I am that I am, the power of God. Like you have forgotten that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Like you have forgotten the book of Romans 8:32 that you are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ that loved you. Like you have forgotten, Jesus, the power that God has placed in you if you will put on the whole armor of God, like the word teaches us in Ephesians chapter 6. Hallelujah. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 8, the Bible says there's a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. I dare you to fight. 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. In other words, take possession of, stake your claim in what's yours, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I dare you to fight. How long are you going to sit back under that manipulation, that misconception that as a Christian, you cannot speak up, you cannot assert yourself, that you're supposed to stand there and keep turning every cheek until you have no more cheeks to turn, until someone has trampled you, made a doormat out of you, walked into your home, took your children, your marriage, your job, took your finances, took your car, took your church, took your ministry, came in and took your parents, took your siblings, took your nieces and nephews, your cousins, your aunts and uncles. How long are you going to stand there and just cower passively? How long are you going to stand there and see everything that you fought for, everything that you birthed, everything that you envisioned, everything that you started taken away from you? I dare you to fight. Those people who know me know the one thing that's going to make me fight is my son. My son is grown. He's my only child. Mess with him and see what happens. Oh, you'll see a Rossi you've never seen. I don't care who comes up against him. Mother is there. His father is there. because I know the anointing on his life. I know the power on his life. And sometimes I even have to fight him in the spirit to try to bring him back into correction and back into order, because I'm not going to sit there and keep drawing no lines in the sand for Satan to come take my son, have my son, mess up my son's life. I know the intelligence and the intellectual capacity of my son. I know the anointing that's on my son's life. No, I'm not going to sit there and cower in the corner while you come in, devil, and have your way in his life. Do whatever you want him to do. Do whatever you want to do. I raised him in church. I know my son knows the word. The Bible says train up a child in the way they should go. And when they are old, that knowledge does not depart. He can get on the phone with me and quote scriptures all day. Quote them better than I can quote them. And then you think, Satan, I'm going to let you take him, mess up his life. I'll fight the world for him. I'll fight my family for him. Whatever it takes, I'm like Jesus. I see something's out of order. I got to bring it back into correction. I fight. Hallelujah. You want my clients in my law office? I fight. You want my ministry, this anointing on me as an evangelist? I fight. You want my cause and my purpose to fight injustice? I fight. I fight for what's important. Now, time is almost run, but I got to encourage you this morning. Quit giving up. Quit surrendering everything that's important to you and everybody that's important to you to the devil. On yesterday, I taught, I dare you to live. If you missed that, make sure you go to feelthefire.com and hear that, because you had a task to work on that. And so today I'm saying, I dare you to fight. Isn't something important? Isn't there something that causes that zeal to rise up in you like it did in Jesus? Isn't there somebody that you love enough? Is there something in you that you love enough? Is there a cause that you love enough? Are there purposes that you love enough? What is it that matters most? Jesus. I dare you to fight. I dare you to say no more devil. I dare you to say no more devil. Yesterday was your last day having victory over me. I dare you to fight. Our time is running. We got to get ready to go into prayer. I know this is such a powerful word. Some of you are already fighting right now. I tell you, I'm on fire. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. I tell people that before I go to court or to a hearing or anything, deposition, whatever, for one of my clients, I'll stand in the mirror and I start doing that little Rocky dance like the movie Rocky. I really do. And I start saying, all right. This is what you got to do, Miss Williams. What you got to do. I got to do what I do. What do you do, Miss Williams? I win, no matter what. What are you going to do, Miss Williams? I'm going in to win today. Why are you going in to win? Because that's my purpose. You know, evangelism is my call. Fighting injustice is my purpose. So what you going to do, Miss Williams? I'm going in to win. How you know you're going in to win? Because I'm operating in my purpose. And you know, since this is your purpose, you were made for this. What you say? I'm talking to myself. This is what I really do, folks. You were made for this. Yeah. Come on. I'm ready. You were made for this. You were made for this. By the time I get in there, my client's so psyched up because I'm so psyched up. You were made for this. Made for what, Miss Williams? To win, no matter what. So that's what I'm coming to say to you today. I dare you to fight because I dare you to win. I dare you to win for your own life. I dare you to win for your own ministry. I dare you to win for your husband or wife. I dare you to win for your children, siblings, nieces and nephews, your parents. I dare you to win for your cousins, your aunts and uncles. I dare you to win for your colleagues and your friends. I dare you to win for God's kingdom. I dare you to win for the souls that are waiting for you to get enough zeal in you that you will stand up and stand for something. I dare you to win for the people that are waiting to see you operate in your purpose. I dare you to fight. Dear Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. We're on fire this morning. Something is welled up inside of us, like on yesterday when I talked about I dare you to live, and we talked about the valley of dry bones. Can those bones live again? Well, today, Father, after you have breathed that breath of a second wind and rejuvenation into us on yesterday's teaching, now we come prepared to fight. Father, we are putting on the whole armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6, because we know that the weapons of our warfare, first, they are not carnal, so we first have to equip our spirit so that we can have spiritual discernment to know who to fight, when to fight, what to fight, and how to fight. Because everything that comes against us is not an enemy. Sometimes it is sent to challenge us, to move us to a higher level. So first, Father, we go before you in prayer, supplication, fasting, quality time with you so that we can hear from you, know your voice, and know who the opponent is so that we don't end up defeating people who are not our enemies. But Lord, once we get adorned in this spiritual warfare and we are equipped and we know who the enemy is and where he's coming from, Father, we go out and we begin to recon the situation. We begin to evaluate it, do our SWOT analysis. Father, we begin to get things together and we begin to pull forth and plot strategy. And as we strategize, Father, we begin to identify who and what are most important to us, that which impacts our lives, that which came forth from our womb, from our loins, and we begin to call them by name, and we begin to speak over them, whether they are present in our homes or whether they're grown and far away, wherever they are right now, we begin to call them by name, and we begin to speak over their lives. We begin to bind the powers of the enemy. Father, we say we don't care what it looks like in the natural. We are coming in spiritual warfare because we are fighters and warriors. We are champions today. And as we call them by name, we begin to speak into the situation their victory. We begin to release them from the bonds of Satan. And Father, after we have prayed, hallelujah, because we realize it's more than doing the prayer, because faith without works is dead. Then we begin to put into action in the natural realm the concrete steps which are necessary to bring about into natural manifestation that which was already ordained in the spiritual atmosphere. We begin to watch our tongues, because you told us that our tongues possess the power of life and death. We begin to watch what we speak over ourselves, over our loved ones, over our situation, and we speak what you speak. We say what you say. We believe what you believe. Father, hallelujah, we fight today for what is most important. We take hold of the claim. No more will we be backed up into corners. No more will we be crying all night long. No more will we be cowering and shaking and trembling like we are some weaklings. No, we realize who we are in God, and we fight. Because of who we are, we fight. Because of who you are, we fight. Because of those we love, we fight, we fight, we fight, we fight, we fight. Hallelujah. To bring about the victory in their lives and in our lives as we remove all clutter to usher in our fruitful 2018. We will never be the same after hearing this message, because from henceforth and forevermore, we will never, ever surrender, cower down, back down to the enemy again. Now, Father, we realize that fighting does not mean we become rude, abrasive, arrogant, narcissistic, egotistical. Fighting does not mean, Father, that we speak to people any kind of way, that we say any kind of thing, that we forget to let our light shine. Fighting does not mean that we employ deceitful or non-Christian methodologies. But it understands what it means is that wherever we see things are out of order, we know how to speak intelligently, purposely, pointedly. We focus on the issue. We defeat the issue. We don't assassinate people's character to fight. We don't manipulate. We don't sabotage. We don't backbite. We don't gossip to fight. That's the way the world fights. But when there is an issue, we deal with the issue in a way to bring about edification to the hearer, correction, reproof, whatever it is, but it comes from a place of love. This is why we fight. Now, Father, I come in agreement with all those listening now for everything and those who will listen later for all the things that they need, that is done. In the name of Jesus, it's done because you've already ordained it. And we're taking hold and fighting for it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. Our time has run. I need to give you one announcement, and then I'm going to give you our task for today, and we'll end with our song of the day. Listen, I want you to say, today I fight. Come on, speak it out. Don't say it to yourself. You got to learn to speak things into the atmosphere. Say, today I fight. for what's important to me. Say it again. Today I fight for what's important to me. Say, today I fight for who is important to me. Say it again. Today I fight for who is important to me. Hallelujah. This is our announcement. Make sure you tune in tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern to my law office, You Be the Jury broadcast. This will be a live broadcast. It's only 30 minutes, but you get to call in and speak on air on tonight's issue, and you will form a verdict on air with other callers. You deliberate on air. And tonight's question is whether or not female jurors can be impartial toward men who have been accused of multiple sexual assaults after the allegations have been highly publicized. So I definitely want to hear from females as well as males. And we're going to talk about the right to jury trial and all these things that happen. So you really don't want to miss it. It's really first come, first serve in regard to being able to comment online. And I can tell you that last week we ran out of time. So you can even hear last week's broadcast, which was a different topic. I don't want to waste up the time giving you a lot of information because we're in the spirit. So just go to the law office website, call RossyWilliams.com, CallRawsyWilliams.com, and all the information is there. Now, our topic for today is I Dare You to Fight. Your task for today, day 76 in your journal, and if you don't have the journal, order it from FeelDFire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D-Fire.com, is that I need you to write down every, in the section for your task, every person in every situation that's important to you. And when you write that down, I need you to pray over every one of those names. Call them out. Don't say them silently. Speak them into the atmosphere in every one of those situations. And I need you to first fight spiritually by attacking whatever is involved in that situation spiritually. Then I need you to write down the natural or the concrete steps you are going to take to get the victory or acquire the victory in the natural and keep it. So, for example, if your marriage is one of those situations, it's lost the spark, maybe you're cheating or you've already been thinking about cheating, you're flirting, you see that's out of order, then you write down my marriage. And first, you call your marriage out and you pray over it. If it's your children, call them out by name, whatever it is. Then you write down, what am I going to do? The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to repent to the Lord for my infidelity or my adulterous thoughts, or even if it wasn't adultery, maybe you're just not attentive enough, maybe you're working too much. Then the second thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go to my spouse and I'm going to repent. And you don't have to call out every sin, because for some people it makes it worse. You can just go to the spouse and say, look, I see that our marriage has lost the spark that it has, and I want to repent to you of my role in that. I can be a better husband, or I can be a better wife. Or you can say to your children, I can be a better mom, or I can be a better dad, or whatever it is, or I need you to be a better daughter or a better son. Sometimes I have to say that to my son. And then tell them, these are the things I want to do to make it better. This is what I'm going to do. And then hear back from them, because maybe there are some other things you need to do or they need to do. But take back what is yours. Fight for it. All right. Our song of the day, how appropriate we're going to end with, is by Queen. We Are the Champion. I'll see you tonight at 7 p.m. for You Be the Jury. You better fight for what's yours. Dare you to stop backing up.
I paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few.
fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses.
Don't you back up another day. Stand your ground. I dare you to fight.